Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We got this great Mariners-Yankee matchup going right now. Max Fried, 82 pitches in the fifth. Now, as a card-carrying Max Fried owner in fantasy and just a general lover of him, this top five offense in baseball, Schultz's Seattle Mariners are pushing Max Fried, and that's impressive.
Had lost four in a row, though.
I don't know what Wu's pitch count is, but boy, this is the game of the night.
It's been pretty exciting to watch from over here, but I think he just struck Williamson out. So what is that, like five strikeouts for Fried? He's had a night, man.
Fried is – I've been texting back and forth with Rob. Rob and I are – because he's all on Yamamoto. He's like, Yamamoto's the best pitcher in baseball. Sign him up for the National League Cy Young. We did a couple shows together a couple weeks ago, and I texted him the other day. I said, I see your Yamamoto, and I raise you Max Fried. Max Fried is the best pitcher in the American League right now. Now, that might not play out the same way at the end. I'm sure guys like Tarik Skubal will have something to say about it. Hell, maybe Gilbert comes back and has something because he was looking really good. You know, there's plenty of people that could figure it out and be in play. But right now, my money is Max Fried, and the Mariners are pushing him. I'll give him that. I don't think that runs on him. I think that's some bad defense.
I would agree. I mean, Grisham's not a great defensive center fielder. As you talk about it, they show the WRC plus this season. Mariners at 118, the third best offense in the league compared to the Yankees first. So good night for Brian Wu as well. And if you don't know what WRC plus means, that means the Yankees are 37% better than the average in MLB.
Only the Seattle Mariners fourth and fifth starters make you go at their stats, because 1, 2, and 3 are that good. Well, maybe not Castillo,
but you know what I mean. But usually. Their pitching staff is actually, since like the second week of the season, been basically last third of the league in every category.
Can you lose? Speaking of benefiting from being dead, this team is not benefiting from being dead. We'll do that in about 10 minutes and fair or foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. But guys, the big news today, in my opinion. Now, I am a card-carrying member that I am pushing for this. I really, really want this. I am a football fan. I love the world competition, and baseball is a world sport. It was announced today that Paul Skeens will pitch for the United States of America in the World Baseball Classic, which leads me to this. I have to believe that this is the start of America actually participating in the World Baseball Classic. I firmly believe that Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, and Japan, the reason they are dominating this is because their guys are all in and our guys are not. And hearing Paul Skeens say, I want to pitch for America, means the world to me.
Yeah, well, you're a big WBC guy.
I'm a big WC guy. I'm actually going to buy the USA hat.
Actually saw for some reason, and I don't know if this was because of the news of Paul Skeens, but I saw the Adam Jones catch circulating on the Twitter X the other day.
That's so good. He's like up there.
Or did I see it
fans.
On Pornhub? I don't know, actually.
By the way, same day that Paul Skeens announces his USA team plans, Olivia Dunn, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover girl. So yeah, they're living good. That beautiful couple. Congratulations to both of them.
Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I'm like, wow, why am I 6 to midnight? Oh yeah. Adam Jones catching center field.
It is hot. The reaction.
Or just a good old 6-4-3 double play.
Yeah.
Hotter than a Sports Illustrated cover model?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Brooklyn Decker's hot for sure.
I mean, God.
Is that out? Did that just come out? Sports Illustrated?
I have no idea. I don't
I think I saw Suni Lee.
Dude, I'm married and I don't think my parts work anymore, so I have no idea.
You okay over there?
That was a great joke.
We need
that,
some help.
Everybody was like,
well, because I don't know.
I'm like, oh my God.
Maybe he hasn't had a hit in ever.
In ever, Jerry.
Maybe it's not something to joke about.
Do you need some Blue Chew?
Yeah,
some
yeah.
Some hymns?
Some socks,
sparks?
Some Cialis?
Socks.
What? Socks? Like,
can we continue this?
Hey, you're the one that threw me off there, bud. All right. That's on you.
My wife just texted me, dude, bad joke. She means it as a joke, too.
She's listening?
I guess.
Wow.
First time ever.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's this, hopefully, like, one of the biggest names in baseball, mm-hmm. legitimately. One of the best pitchers in baseball. Probably sane with the most unenthusiastic tone ever. I'm going to pitch in the World Baseball Classic, and I'm
like
a great time.
I would dedicate my life to United States baseball.
So happy that we won the World Baseball Classic.
But think about it. I think teams like to
It's a good sign. I was just going to say, it's a good thing that he's doing it because, again, the guy that seems like he would rather – he almost seems like the Nikola Jokic of MLB. Like, yeah, I guess I'll throw today.
I guess I'll play.
Whatever.
And I'll be one of the best out there. I think I look around, you know.
Paul, super hot girlfriend, one of the best players in all the league. How do you feel? Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. My slider hit a couple times today, and I was able to strike a couple guys
out. Can I go
out.
Fishing now or something, please?
Yeah, I guess what I desperately want is when I look around at the other teams that play, when you look at Puerto Rico, they have so much flair, like the Frankie Lindors of the world, and when Yadi Molina's running the team, etc. You get the Dominican, and it's Jose Ramirez and Julio Rodriguez and all these just absolute studs that America doesn't necessarily come across in the hitting world. But let me throw you this starting five of a rotation. Paul Skeens, Tarik Skubal, Max Fried, Logan Gilbert, and give me old man Jacob DeGrom. Does that make you go pee-pee in your panties? Because it makes me go pee-pee in my panties.
Are you okay? Do you need to go see a doctor?
No, I'm just serious about this, Joe.
I think there's something going
on. I want USA to take this damn tournament seriously.
You're not even 50
like everybody else is.
And you're having problems down there.
Everybody else is taking this thing seriously. Why can't I?
You should see
and if
urologist.
Your pee-pee's having problems, you should take that seriously, too.
Yeah, go see your doctor.
Yeah, go see your urologist.
At 40, you should get your prostate checked because prostate cancer is one of the leading diseases that kills men.
The more you know. No, I just relax, all right?
Well, I'm trying to relax, but I can't.
Because
now
you.
I don't know if I'm worried about Max Fried or my pee-pee or my wife.
I will say maybe Jacob DeGrom.
As a fifth starter? Joe's like, I don't know, DeGrom.
Old man
we'll
DeGrom. Out on him.
I don't know, coming off Fried. I don't know, big steep.
Dude, we'll see if he even gets through this season. How
That's
about
fair.
That?
That's
how about
fair.
How about that? Wait, let's let
okay,
me see
then
a full 162
okay, then find
out of DeGrom.
Me another fifth Spencer Schwellenbach.
So who were the
Would
four?
Would he do it for you
Brandon
at five?
Fott, George Kirby.
Who were the four that you said?
I went Paul Skeens.
Okay.
Tarik Skubal.
Okay.
Max Fried.
Okay.
Logan Gilbert. And pick your poison.
I mean, Corbin Burns.
Spencer Schwellenbach.
Corbin Burns sounds like a Canadian name.
Carlos Rodon looks pretty good right now, but I don't know. He might not be okay enough.
What's Max Scherzer?
Logan Webb? Blake Snell?
Yeah, Snell be good.
Tyler Glasnow?
Eh.
Can we claim Yoshinobu now that he's been here for a year?
I'm pretty sure he likes playing for Japan.
Can we claim him yet?
It wasn't so much the starters that were the issue last time around as it was.
It's hitting.
But no, the bullpen. Remember how weak-ass the MLB, or excuse me, I say MLB, the American bullpen was? The USA, like, they get down to the 7th, 8th inning, there were no power arms.
Why don't you go get Josh Hader?
It was a joke.
Why don't you go get Josh Hader? And Cade Smith.
But nobody wants to get injured like Edwin Diaz did. Remember, he lost a whole year in the WBC, and that just...
Sugar
that
Diaz did that to himself.
No, but that's... I don't disagree with you, but that put every single team on alert for their high-leverage
relievers,
you guys.
Remember when Mo blew his ACL? He was shagging fly balls in center field. Like, what are you doing, bro?
I'm coming back. Put it in the big letters. Well, he wasn't that part of his routine? You're giving Mariano crap. He shagged fly balls to stay healthy, bro. Like Ichiro, he stretched every day. Hell yeah. I want more relievers shagging fly balls.
He didn't tear his ACL stretching him.
Well, he was 47 and a half.
I think this is a true chance. Now, it's easy because Skeens is young, and I think that's what a guy like DeGrom would say hell no to, is that the time of year and when it comes down is probably not the best moment to throw your all out. You're in spring training, etc. But I think if Skeens does it, baseball's going to push it. And I would love to see Skeens, Skubal, and Tanner Bibee for bejeez sake. God, I want to swear so bad during this segment.
Sake.
I don't know if there's ever been a segment in my entire life on this Hot Corner that I've wanted to curse more than I do right now. Mostly at both of you.
An article
you should be ashamed.
An article from 20.
Get your hand on that button.
Hey! An article from a month ago that was from Bleacher Report, constructing the perfect Team USA starting rotation.
Let's hear it.
Skeens, Skubal, Hunter Green.
No.
Okay.
Zach Wheeler.
Ooh,
forget about him, yeah.
He had popped into my head.
Oh, God, Zach Wheeler. Did you see him the other night against Cleveland on Sunday? Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Garrett,
that offense sucks, but geez, he's good.
Garrett Crochet.
Crush it.
Crochet.
Do you see the lady in Boston that's crocheting during crochet?
I do. I do see that.
She's adorable.
That was cute.
Badass.
Logan Gilbert, Logan Webb.
I mean, can't argue with any of
those.
I'm
pretty
names.
Sure I can give you a top 10 American-born pitchers that I would love, and you wouldn't go wrong with any five of those.
Yeah. I just, again, I will, I'll be smelling what you're stepping in if Jacob DeGrom makes it through the full season healthy. at that point, then I'm like, dude, yeah.
I love that I'm married to Jacob DeGrom now.
You have been for the better part of 10 years now.
His whole career, I love the dude. I think he's Hall of Fame talent.
Well, he is when he is not shredding his elbow into crab meat.
Hey, man, but his Hall of Fame talent gets him paid like $40 million a year.
Yes.
So that's pretty rad. All right, we come back. Boom goes the dynamite. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Schultzy on the ones and twos. 1080 The Fan.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Wow.
Dude, what are these S hats in Seattle?
What?
Are they the like S with the baseball in the center? They look like they just say S.
What are you talking
it's
about?
It's the normal one. The one that's
oh,
James
okay,
wearing?
Okay.
Yeah.
For some reason, I saw the
are
right
Are you
fielder.
Okay? Your eyes are going out now. You're
Dude, losing,
losing it. All right, Pop. Time for bed.
I'm actually losing it.
Tavares,
turn the mic off now, Grandpa.
Tavares is still wearing his Texas Rangers hat. That's what confused you.
I once lived in a world where Pete Rose was banned for life. Okay, Grandpa, let's put you to bed.
Yeah, and I will say, after jumping on Twitter and apparently agreeing with some of the worst people in baseball, I'm now very much, I feel gross. I feel like I need a shower.
Yeah. And we can,
when I'm agreeing about Pete Rose being a Hall of Famer with Gary Sheffield Jr. and John Rocker, I probably
yeah,
did something
don't feel
wrong.
Good.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about things.
And then I sit here and I'm like, well, Trump thinks so, and I'm anti that. So am I just a libtard? Like, I don't know. You know, it's very, very difficult. But again, this is what I've learned. I'm going to derail. I said this to you in the break. This is what I'm going to learn. Pete Rose, steroids, character accusations, all this does is prove to me, and I've decided I'm going to die on this hill. Curt Schilling is a Hall of Famer. So he did some insider trading, and he's an ass. Okay, so be it. The dude's a Hall of Famer.
That is...
Let me tell you what I don't have to get into. I don't have to get into steroids. I don't have to get into gambling. And I don't have to get into pedophilia. Curt Schilling is a Hall of Famer.
I mean...
If Ty Cobb is... If there's a golf Hall of Fame, does Phil Mickelson get in?
Isn't Curt Schilling also like a Nazi sympathizer too or something
if
like that?
If there's a golf Hall of Fame, does Phil Mickelson get in?
Well, of course. You can't.
Him and Curt Schilling are the same dude. They got wrapped up in the same stuff, and the media hates them for the same reasons. But when they won and did cool stuff, everybody loved it.
Well, and then one also...
Sock is in the Hall of Fame. Hefty has Masters jackets. Well, that shot he hit on 17 is legendary.
Well, and also he kicks it with, you know, Saudi Arabia now, who opened, you know, knowingly...
I'll tell you what, man.
...a journalist.
It ain't gambling. It ain't pedophilia, and it ain't steroids. God, I hate this. I hate that I'm Team Curt Schilling. But I am.
You look at just if we're taking out the D-bag part of it.
Four World Series.
Six-time All-Star. He won three World Series. World Series MVP in 01 with the Diamondbacks. Obviously, the bloody sock
in 04.
And to combat his bad guy image, he won a Roberto freaking Clemente Award in 01. Do you guys know what that's given out for? Superior sportsmanship, which to me... It's just hypocritical and hilarious, but two times NL strikeout leader, literally has over 3,100 strikeouts. I mean, if you just said, hey, Schultzy, look at these stats. Is this guy a Hall of Famer or not? I'd be like, yes, absolutely. Did he take steroids? They'd say no. I'd be like, why is he not in the Hall of Fame?
Apparently, Curt Schilling has an extensive World War II memorabilia collection that includes numerous Nazi uniforms.
So, and if you, I had, if I had a Nazi Luger,
and uniforms worn by various SS division, including Hitler's personal bodyguards.
If I had a Luger with a Nazi symbol on it, does that make me a Nazi? I'm not saying that we should absolve Kurt Schilling because he's a rough, very rough.
Why do you
being.
Want that? Why would you want a Luger
Piece
with a Nazi? Why would you want that history?
Because my grandfather got that off a dude.
I mean, is Kurt Schilling related to... See, if there's a family connection...
That's what I mean. You're getting into this.
Nah,
this
Schilling...
This is better than gambling, steroids, and pedophilia.
I mean, I hear you. But Schilling, who knows if there's like a family connection? I'm sure he's touted one. Dude's from Alaska, the whitest freaking state in the union. What do you expect?
Yeah, is it? I think Idaho is, actually. We looked this up.
You
no,
know.
Idaho's the most boring state. That's what it was.
I don't know. I'm going to Idaho next week.
No, I'm Alaska.
Those rapids are anything but boring, bro.
So the most consecutive class five in North America, bro. Let's roll. That's what my tattoo is on my arm. Let's go, baby. By the way, next week I have to do a show, and then next morning I wake up and drive 9 hours.
Oh.
To Idaho.
Going to Boise?
No.
Coeur d'Alene?
No. Oh, he's going to like... He's going
to the narrower.
Oh, dude, he's going to the places of Idaho you don't want to
like
go
Pocatello?
To.
Like Pocatello?
Going to places of Idaho that you don't want to go to.
Yeah, oh, not the panhandle. God, no.
No, yeah. It's
not
it's,
up north, but like southeast of Missoula.
It's
southwest
getting near
of Missoula.
There, though. You're getting close.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I always say when you go out there, just don't talk to anybody.
No wonder you're bald. Yeah, maybe we
I
should
don't see the correlation, but I do see the correlation.
Maybe we should see how much World War II memorabilia that you have at your house there, huh, buddy?
Yeah, let's inspect your collection, sir.
Boom goes the dynamite.
I just think Mein Kampf is really good literature.
It actually is a really important book.
Okay, see, this is what I'm talking about.
which is funny because I am, never mind, we won't get into this.
Oh boy.
I'm gonna
for life.
Dude, I'm gonna sick dusty golden nugget on you if you don't watch yourself.
You should be worrying about yourself right now, buddy.
We'll do this real quick. Boom goes the dynamite.
Gerbils over there.
Bud Black is fired from the Colorado Rockies as they suck. They're not very good.
Badly.
And Bud's gone. I think, guys, we can all agree that Bud Black's a good manager.
This is not Bud Black.
Yeah, this is not a Bud Black thing.
What did Dave Roberts, who was tutored by Bud Black, I think, said that, like, Casey Stengel couldn't freaking make anything out of this roster for the Rockies?
Yeah. Well, Bud Black is a good manager. He's going to get a job. Maybe not a head managing, but someone's going to have him on their bench.
I'm sorry, is this... Are we segueing into a break here to talk about this, or are we talking about
it? No, we're talking about it right now.
Okay, well...
Joe, look into my eyes. I am the captain.
I know. I trust you to steer us from Oregon to Hawaii in a sailboat.
And nobody's listening, so who cares about the clock?
Well, I think...
That's what Isaac Rob talked
about. I am 1080 the fan.
Thank you.
I think that this is a... We've seen this happen now twice over the last couple of weeks. Shocking, Pirates. Terrible franchises fire their manager. And it was kind of, you know.
Try to pass it off on us like it's the manager's fault.
Yeah, it's like you're the Pirates and the Rockies and you suck and you don't pay for anybody. In fact, you give money away while getting rid of some of your best players.
Do you know that?
Like, you literally have two of the worst ownership groups in all of baseball, perhaps all of sports.
Do you know that Chris Bryant has played...
I don't think it's the manager.
Do you know that Chris Bryant has played less than 162 games in the 5 years he's been in Colorado?
Not surprised.
So sad.
At all. How long until... what is it? So Charlie Blackman just retired.
Yeah, and they prevented him from making some extra coin on the way out.
Well, it's like, how many years does it take for... Chris Bryant won't ever eclipse the amount of games played in a career that Charlie Blackman had. Because Charlie Blackman didn't play for anybody else, right?
No, he's a lifetime Rocky.
Yeah. I don't think Chris Bryant is going to play enough throughout the rest of his career to eclipse the amount of games that Charlie Blackman played alone.
Look, Larry Walker made his bones in Montreal and was pretty good in Denver, and I'm pretty sure Larry Walker's already got Chris Bryant beat, and he's got 4 years left on his deal.
Now I'm curious, how many games he played in his career.
But that's what's interesting. Like, when does this get to a point? Like, if you're Ezekiel Tovar, in Colorado, when do you just instantly say, There, hey, there ain't no cheap deal being signed for that kid. You know, like when Bregman and Acuna and Albies do these like long-term deals on the cheap to stay with their team, or like that kid in Boston. I can't remember his name right now, but like that kid signs a deal. There's Tovar. They're like, hey, Tovar, what if you stay here for 8 years and we pay you $65 million?
You're thinking of Christian Campbell, by the
Christian
way.
Christian Campbell, thank you. Does Tovar go, absolutely not, dude. I am out of here the second I am allowed to be.
I wouldn't
think. In fact, I would trade me now where my value is the highest.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that. I mean, not only do players not want to stay there, but you're hearing that, at least from the reports I've read, that the Colorado Rockies are always the last team that anybody in free agency want to choose. There's never, I don't think since Bryant, there hasn't been like a contract over $15 or $20 million. And according to multiple sources, and Bud Black's even been on the record saying it, the Rockies scouting department and all the things you kind of see on the outsides, like the little margins that baseball teams spend on, Colorado is 5 to 10 years behind everybody else. They don't have that new traject pitching machine. They don't have the same size scouting department. And usually teams have like three hitting coaches. They're down to one in Clint Hurdle, who was just named the bench coach. So they just got nothing there for resources.
What's also crazy is on Saturday.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Saturday, they played the Padres. They had 32,000 fans in the stadium, they were Padres fans. They were Rockies fans. How are you that bad and have 32,000 fans? Because that stadium's beautiful.
I have 3,200.
32,000.
No, Joe, it's apparently the best sports bar, the best, excuse me, outdoor sports bar in all of Denver. So it, people literally...
It's amazing, man. I've been. It's intoxicating. It's absolutely fantastic.
There are videos of ticket holders
Look,
there.
Look, Joe, I was at the bar the other day, and it was called Coors Field, and it was absolutely phenomenal.
There are videos of ticket holders that cannot name, since Charlie Blackman just retired, cannot name a current Rocky player.
Yeah,
it's
dude,
pretty
I can only name, like, two. Brenton Doyle...
And Tovar.
Ezekiel Tovar.
Was it Jordan Davis or Jordan something?
Is Ryan McMahon still there?
He's there, but he sucks.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. And also, I hate to...
I would say Bud Black, but...
Clint Hurdle.
I mean,
speaking of the Pirates.
Things started all right for Bud over there in Colorado. 87 and 75, 91 and 72.
Yeah.
And 17 and 18.
It also doesn't help that he's in the hardest division in baseball.
Well, yeah. Since 2019, he is... They've been losing and losing and losing. Like, yeah. So,
but well, they paid the Cardinals to take Nolan Arenado.
But yeah, it's also
which
it's
was
like,
dumb.
What do you expect? Your roster sucks.
Yeah,
well,
yeah the
like,
see, the formula is simple for Colorado guys. You literally you hire bangers that hit home runs, and you win 60 to 65 games a year in Colorado if you can. That's the best way to do it.
All right, that'll do it. Adios, Bud.
I just love it. Like, that's the best way to do it. Win to 60 to 65 games.
Well, then
that's all you got to do in Colorado.
No, it's then you basically leave it up to, you know, hopefully the rest of the
$16 tickets and some Coors Light. The mountains are blue, baby. All right, when we come back, it is fair or foul. But first, before we do that, it's Schultzy with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. Without further ado, because we are way up against it, we'll turn it over to our fantastic producer, Schultzy. What you got, baby?
I'll try to trim it down here. Let's try to stump you guys once, and then we'll get into some more philosophical. God, I can't even talk. Where's the Rick Riz? Like, it's a foul. Oh, I just did that because, God, philosophical. Let's try to talk.
Now, what did I do
Thank
wrong?
You.
Yeah, I think we should all get checked by a doctor after this show. We can't speak. Something's wrong with our peepees.
Heads are falling off.
I'm ready to swear, though.
Patrick
I'll tell
has never seen a Seattle Mariner hat before, apparently.
Apparently? What is with that?
Dude, that is
I own one. I own a Mariner's hat.
What's that? What is that, just an S? What's
Who
going on?
It looked just like an S to me. I swear to God.
All right, speaking of the letter S.
Is that an NY on the Yankees hat?
That what is?
Oh, New York.
Crossed up.
Wow, that was genius marketing.
Genius. All right, guys, speaking of S, one Shohei Ohtani starts, of course, with the letter S. He set unbelievable records, not just on the base paths, but of course the home runs that he hit set a complete new bar for 50-50 seasons, never being done before. 50 home runs, or 54 home runs, excuse me, 59 total stolen bases. And I wanted to see, compared to last year, where he was for home runs right around this time. So guys, fair or foul, Shohei Ohtani has more home runs this year than he did on the same day last season.
You can go.
You know what? I think this is a little sneaky. I think in the sense, not because you're asking the question.
A little sneaky, sneaky.
But I think it's a little sneaky, sneaky because I think we are under the assumption that Shohei had a slow start. And Shohei has, I believe, 11 home runs over the year.
You are correct. He has 11 so far this year.
I don't have stats.
No, good job. No, that was nice.
I believe he has 11 home runs this
year. Is that Red Tube?
Joe.
That still exists.
What?
Joe, you know I'm a Pornhub guy. Come on, take it. I'm going to say foul. Wait, what's the question again?
He has more home runs this year than he did on the same day last season.
Oh, I want to push so bad, but I will say fair that he has more home runs right now than he does last year. I think Shohei, I think because Judge is having such an amazing start with his 400 batting average and his 13 home runs that we're sleeping on Shohei, but I think Shohei's doing just fine. I'll say fair.
I'm going to say foul just because I feel like this pace, and I can't remember exactly how the season went as far as, like, did he start, quote-unquote, slow and then hit all of his home runs late. I know he hit 20 home runs in that last game to get to 50 home runs.
He hit 20 home runs in one game?
Against the Marlins. Where
that
he
must
went,
be a record or
when
something.
When he went like 7-for-7 and
with
had
20 home runs and
yes.
7 at-bats?
Yes.
Wow.
Amazing.
I wish I was there.
How the math works, I don't know. But
did he have like 10 RBIs that game?
Yeah, it was best game of all time.
I hear what you're saying, though.
I'm going to say, foul, that he was on a better pace, better start to the season last year than he is now.
You know what I think is also interesting, too, is that now that he's year two in L.A., I find this fascinating by the Dodgers lineup. Like, I feel like last year Shohei was trying to prove something. Prove I'm the best player in baseball. I'm worth the money. I'm worth the name. Like, this is what I got to do to show you that. Now he knows that his team is so stacked that I don't have to do that all the time. So I was wondering if he would take not a laissez-faire, but a little more patient step back. I was curious. That's why I'm interested. I want to say fair just based on what I've seen, but I don't blame you, Joe, for taking foul.
Well, it is actually fair. Wasn't trying to like fool you guys with a push or anything. He has 12 home runs as of today this season and last season. So, dang it, I lied. I'm sorry, Patrick. I totally screwed with you. It was actually 11 home runs in 2024, but he has 12 home runs as of today. So, it is fair. He has one more home run.
The game started 20 minutes ago, and he's hit a home run.
Oh,
so now
technically, no. I was wrong. He had 12 to begin the day. So, okay. Did he hit another one? Because then that would be 13. But no, he has one more at this point than he did last season. Although, interesting, he was hitting 359 at this point last season, 308 this year. Batting average a little bit lower.
Shohei does not have a home run today.
So, no, just 12 to 11 last year. Sorry for
he did walk, though.
Screwing that up, but not surprised. Let's move on here. We probably only have time for a couple more. All right, we just talked Rocky, so let's skip that one. If you did not hear this week, Lance McCullers is making his return for the Houston Astros, starting pitcher. Gone almost two seasons coming back from Tommy John surgery.
Not dead,
but damn, it did not go well for Lance McCullers because what was it, like a third or two-thirds of an inning in the first, gave up 7 or 8 runs, was chased out, and then reportedly, according to the team, manager Joe Espada and several sources saying, McCullers received death threats, assumingly because of bets that did not work, and people placing
my parlay, you bitch!
Yeah, basically taking it out on Lance McCullers and his kids.
Astros Angels on a Tuesday.
Seriously, with freaking death threats. Unbelievable, guys. I didn't see much in the story other than, like, about the prosecution side of it, other than that the case has been handed off to local police and possibly the FBI. But, guys, fair or foul? I mean, I personally think we should take a strong stance against this. Fair or foul? Sports fans who make death threats should be banned from attending any game, anywhere. There should be a collective.
Foul
ban
just
you.
Shows their passion, man.
Yeah, if this shows how much they care. We would call you a fairy.
Oh, my God.
How much money
grab your purse,
make? Huh?
How much money do they make? They should be able to take a little heat.
Uh-huh. You're getting paid millions, bro. Do your effing job.
Fair. I mean, if someone
it's fair,
is
of course.
If someone's making those kind of comments and you're able to do that doxing and figure out who they are, then yeah, throw their ass on the Lifetime Stadium ban list.
Look, the reality is that I don't believe in sports gambling. Like, I know if my boss is listening right now.
The Pete Rose Hall of Fame ceremony brought to you by DraftKings.
Yeah, like I know if my boss.
Enter the code Pete and you get 4,000% off.
I know that if my boss and my boss's boss are listening right now, they're not going to want to hear me say this. And I understand that this could cost, you know, a career if I were some big time sports guy in a big market. But like, I don't believe in sports betting. I don't do it. I do it every once in a while. I put $20 on the Yankees not winning 92 and a half games last year, and I was wrong. And I put $20 on Cleveland winning the Central this year, and I'm probably going to be wrong. So, yeah, I'm not very good at it, but also I think it's a bad look, and I think it creates those kind of situations. And that's why we're in this Pete Rose inducted into the Hall of Fame, brought to you by DraftKings, like Joe said. You know, like, It's a bad look. I'm just not a fan of gambling. It's like strip clubs to me. You're paying money to not getting a payoff. Just go buy a hooker.
Yeah, people that throw out these threats, they just think there aren't any repercussions for their actions.
Exactly.
And consequences. Like, and now, granted, it's like...
Dude, I remember when Lance McCullers was supposed to be the dude.
Well, can
and
you
injuries
imagine
have really derailed him.
How many of these threats are thrown out every day to players on every social media? Like, dude, if you were actually
to
take
sit
a
at the
tally,
bar, it's one thing to sit at the bar and I got Lance McCullers on my fantasy team. I'm like, God, I want to kill him right now. But I'm not DMing him.
You
like,
kill yourself.
Your son Joe should die. You know, like, come on.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of beyond when you take the effort.
I would get rid of gambling personally.
Ooh. And best
well,
of luck
that's never
that.
Gonna happen.
Yeah, that is just, Pandora's box opened, and it will never be closed.
It's probably gonna cost me jobs.
And the best way to deal with these is publicly shame the living F out of anybody that does this. Yeah. All right, guys, let's finish this up here. Fair.
It's weird. This guy's name that they got, his name Will Ordner. What the hell? Big Will Betts. No.
Dang it, kid.
Skinny Will Betts. That was Big Will Betts. He's dead. Oh. Skinny Will Betts is here now.
Will, no.
All right, guys.
More like Will Nortner.
All right. I think we can end the show 14 minutes early.
Yeah, let's just check on out of here.
Close music. I think we're good.
Okay, guys, let's keep it with the sports betting theme here for the final fair or foul. Of course, the news dropping today that Pete Rose, shockingly, I would say, at least in my opinion, taken off the MLB lifetime ban list along with Shoeless Joe, everybody else in that Black Sox scandal back from 1919 as well. One thing stuck out to me that Commissioner Rob Manfred said in his statement. He said, obviously, a person no longer with us cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game. And it's something I kind of see a lot of holes in, and frankly, I vehemently disagree with, guys, but I want to know where you're at, fair or foul. Pete Rose has less of an impact on the game as a dead person than he did after he was banned while alive.
Ooh, I'll go first on this. I will say foul. I think Pete had a much larger impact on the game as a living human. I think he stands there. You can call him a martyr. You can call him the poster child of what not to do. But I remember I was at game one of the 2016 World Series, and Mom and I were out looking at the statues in center left field at Progressive Field, known as Jacobs Field in Cleveland. And there's Bob Beller and Satchel Paige and Jim Tomei and all the great Cleveland players. And I remember walking by and seeing the broadcast table, and there was Alex Rodriguez, David Ortiz, Frank Thomas. And I said, and the first thing I said was, I went, hey, mom, there's Pete Rose. Pete Rose is a bigger draw to Major League Baseball alive than he is dead, because now he's just a talking point. Then you could potentially ask him questions and you could pay $20 for his autograph.
Yeah,
not a good thing. But
I forget how you phrased it, but whichever way you got to take it to say that, yeah, his impact and what he could do to the game alive is there's much more than dead.
Long term, I would say dead. Long term, I would say dead, okay. Because long term does him benefits, because he can't make money off being in the Hall of Fame. He can't sign more autographs. He can't, you know, it's like a Jose Canseco thing. Jose Canseco can't. If Jose dies, you know, I don't want him to die, but if Jose passes, he can't say this guy did steroids, that guy did steroids. The kind of story's dead, for lack of better terms. And with Pete gone, people will start to see him as a player more than him as combative against Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I'm reading a lot of quotes from current managers, and even Bud Selig released a comment about it. It's kind of interesting. It's a mixed bag, man.
I'm curious what Bud says, but God, I don't want to hear Bud when it comes to Pete. He's just riding Bart.
Yep. I understand and respect Commissioner Rob Manfred's decision regarding the removal of Pete Rose and 16 other deceased individuals from the ineligible list. Given my affection for my friend, the late Bart Giamatti,
boom. MLB's didn't even read the statement. Seventh, I already knew it.
MLB's seventh commissioner who disciplined Mr. Rose for gambling on his own team all those years ago, I believe Bart would understand and respect the decision as well.
Really?
That is a wild statement.
Bart's son does not agree with that.
Yeah. Exactly. Well,
Marcus.
That is Bud trying to be pro baseball. Mm-hmm. That's Bud not wanting to trash on a current. That's like if Paul Tagliabue was still around, he would probably hate the Europe schedule.
It's like he's still getting a pension
like,
from Tagliabue MLB.
Would hate the Europe schedule. But if Goodell is doing a Europe schedule, Tagliabue's going to be like, I think this is the best for the sport. It's time to grow. I think England and Spain and Germany are great places. Ireland's a great friend.
Yeah, Bruce Bochy is definitely in
favor. That I'm curious about.
He's definitely in favor of it.
Oh, wow.
He thinks that the decision is fair. Mike Schmidt said it was a great day for baseball.
Philly.
Aaron Boone said, I have always maintained that he should have been in the Hall of Fame a long time ago.
His dad managed the Reds. Got it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a mixed bag out there depending on what social media and what person you ask.
The real big curiosity is, in the first year, if he doesn't go in on the ballot, do the Veterans Committee vote him in? Can they? That's what I want to know. I want to know how this voting goes.
Well, he's not going to be eligible to what, 27?
27.
So
is he on the ballot with, like, Andrew Jones?
I think he now gets 10 years on the ballot like everybody else. I believe once you are taken, I would assume. I don't know how that works.
It's like, do you want Torrey Hunter or Pete Rose?
Oh, yeah, that's actually going to cost some people some votes. That's a great point.
Yeah. Anyway, that is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday. Wow, Freudian slip.
Come on, man.
Every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. We come back. We'll wrap this up. What does your social media look like? Because I know what my social media looks like. We'll do that next. Hot Corner, Today the Fan. What did your ex look like when Dallas got the number one pick?
Probably the same as Reddit.
Reddit was melting down.
Oh, dude.
Absolutely melting down.
Yeah.
This is fake. This is rigged.
Well, it's funny.
This is why this is the dumbest sport in America.
I was on Twitter when it was all going down, and I was like, you know, Reddit's usually pretty level-headed about this stuff. Let me see what they're
saying. I would trade Luka to the Lakers if you tell me I get Cooper Flag.
It was the same.
I would actually probably do the same
thing. It was
thing.
The same exact thing on Reddit as it was
Luka if I got Cooper
on NAD. Twitter. It was, yeah, boy, people were not happy. Honestly, I would have been more pissed if the Spurs got the number one pick.
You think so?
Yeah, dude.
You think the Spurs 100%. Would have made it more mad?
If the Spurs would have got the number
the
one
Spurs
overall pick
been more
for the
obvious.
Second time in 3 years.
I would have
with
once
generational
at,
talent. With,
yeah, not just like, oh, Zachary Risacher. Like, no, Victor Wembanyama and Cooper effing Flag.
Yeah.
I would have, dude, I would
have. I'll tell you what, I would have loved to watch Wemby and Flag and De'Aaron
no,
Fox. That
no,
would have been
yeah,
great.
No.
And Castle, that would have been
TV,
fun.
Please,
that no. would have been fun.
Dude. Absolutely not. Absolutely. I would have.
Dude, bah. On the real, though, you know what I will say? This is a hot take. This is an NBA hot take exposed. Washington and Charlotte, I'm glad you got hosed.
I'm not.
Your organizations do not deserve Harper, Ace, or Flag. And I'm glad you don't get them. I'm going to say that. Like, there's one thing about sucking and being down and, like, having off years and needing to rebuild. But, look, Charlotte is constantly picking in the top five, and they never hit. You don't deserve it. You don't deserve it.
And I like to say the Charlotte Hornets are the Portland Trailblazers of the Eastern Conference. So
I feel bad for Utah. I think Utah got hosed.
So they got screwed.
I always want Charlotte to have something nice happen for them because, my God, that franchise.
Well, because of Grandmama and Zoe and Mook and Muggsy?
No, my boy BD, Baron Davis. You want to talk about a franchise that needs some help, luck, in any way possible?
Yeah,
it's that one.
All right, that'll do it for us. That's Joe Fisher, Schultzy on the ones and twos. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do, like take Wemby and Flag.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.